Hey everyone. Hi. Hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. I'm very excited to welcome back to the show, Peter Madrigal. Hello.
Hey Allison, how are you? How you been?
I'm good. It is wonderful to see you.
Yeah. Yes, wonderful to see you too.
Full disclosure. We've been sitting here seeing each other for what felt like eons. It was a lifetime and then some. Yep. But trying not to talk.
Exactly.
Because all the stuff we want to talk about on air, all of this was while we were getting everything set up.
Yeah, exactly.
We got some new cameras. It's a whole thing. Unclear whether this will actually see the light of YouTube or not, because many things could happen in between.
I'm looking at a blue sky right now. It looks amazing. I'm not a fan of the rain. That's why I live in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Were you caught in the rainstorm yesterday?
Yeah, it was right underneath it. I felt the thunder. I saw the lightning, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. So it was crazy. For anyone who doesn't know, which is probably everyone who's not like in this pocket of the LA.
Yeah.
Rain was not predicted yesterday.
and then all of a sudden we had a rainstorm randomly. With thunder.
Yeah. I was driving with my older son. Makes it sound like he's 25. He's 7. The other one's 5. And then all of a sudden, this big fat drop started hitting my windshield. And then it was like pouring. I had to drive really slowly. It was a torrential downpour.
Oh, wow. So you're one of those slow drivers in the rain.
Well, yes, I am.
You're the ones that I'm honking at. It's just rain. Let's go.
No, I'm not one of those people. The joke is that everyone in California
doesn't know how to drive in the rain.
Yes. But this was pouring on the freeway. And so everyone was going kind of slow.
Yeah.
And then Elliot, aforementioned older son, kept saying, what happens if we get hit by lightning? And I kept saying, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, I guess you're a lightning aficionado.
No, I'm not. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I think lightning strikes the highest thing. Yeah. And so, there's lots of stuff around. I just don't think, I don't think it happens. I don't think it's bad if you get hit by lightning in a car.
Yeah, no, I think maybe just the electronics shut down, but that's about it.
Perhaps. I don't know. The weirdest thing, though, and there's a lot that we're going to get into that does not have to do with weather, lightning, all that. So this is the last thing I'll say. Tony, have you heard this? I'm wondering as well. If you get struck by lightning, your chances of getting struck by lightning again are higher. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, I have heard that. I didn't know if that was like a movie thing or something. I'm not saying it is. I don't know.
Right. But. Sort of like in the ice storm. Did anyone see that? They talk about like farts being, if you're smelling farts, there's like particles of fart in the air.
What?
I'm just saying this was from a movie. From a movie, and then people started talking about it. So anyway, what we discovered while we were sitting here trying not to divulge anything.
Yeah.
The first time you were on, because you've been on twice. The first time you were on was posted exactly 1 year ago to the day, because it's March 8th as we were recording this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's kind of nuts, actually.
I didn't realize.
I brought it up to you, and then Tony had to look it up, and
We were all blown away.
Oh, yeah, we were.
I'm still somewhere in the ether. I haven't even recovered. So anyway, okay. A lot to get into. How have you been in this last year? You came on. It was like you were booked on the show.
Yes.
And then Scandoval broke after you were booked.
Yes.
What a coup for me personally. But it was – and so then you unfollowed Tom and Raquel. Rachel. We're going with Rachel now, right?
I guess we're going – you know what's funny is that I'm the one that started that whole thing on this show.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the one that started that whole thing, and then all of a sudden everyone started saying, Rachel.
I think she might be calling herself Rachel.
She's calling herself Rachel.
She has a podcast.
Yeah.
Which I have. Have you heard her podcast?
I have not.
I haven't either. Daniel has, my husband has listened and said that she comes off fairly sympathetic on the podcast.
Well, I think that she's trying to do the right thing. I mean, she did apologize to me about a month ago, a month and a half ago. I talked about that on a, but, But yeah, I mean, I think that she's trying to do the right thing. I don't know. Like, I don't know how everyone else sees her. I haven't talked to really anybody about anything as of recent. I mean, I should probably talk to Sheena about it, but Sheena's the only one I still keep in contact with. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. So I don't know, you know, I don't know how everyone views her still, but then again, I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean, from what I'm hearing in the comments, at least, so that's not like the main crew, but in the comments, uh-huh. people are still pretty harsh about her, I yeah. think. But what Daniel was saying is like, it does seem like she's put in the work or yeah, trying to put
trying
in the work.
Trying to put some work into herself. Yeah. yeah. That's a good thing.
So you know? Came on and so you unfollowed them and you talked about how you've in pretty harsh language about
oh,
how you
yeah.
felt.
I went
you're
off.
Fired up.
Oh yeah.
About the starter pony
yeah.
comment, which is still unclear. Is it starter pony? Is it startup pony? I heard her apology to you, and in her apology to you, the text, mm-hmm. doesn't she refer to you both as a startup and a starter pony?
No, it's just like the reason she called me a starter pony was because I was like a starting point for getting back in the dating world.
I see.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I get it now, but still at the time I was pretty incensed.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Right.
You know, and that's me. You know, I'm very chill until like you push my buttons and you get me going. It's like, okay, fine. You want to fight? You got it.
Right. Right.
You know?
So then how does that personality, yours, being chill until you get pushed, how does that relate to being on a reality show where I feel like the name of the game is pushing people's buttons?
That's true, but someone has to manage the restaurant. Someone does have to manage the restaurant. So I'm the calm in the chaos.
Right.
Yeah, at Sir, you know? So there has to be that focal point where you have someone who actually kind of has to stay chill, stay good.
Right.
You know, while everyone else is going nuts.
Right, right. You know? Who of all the like main Vanderpump people or even the satellite ones, who would you say is most like you in terms of like being calm until they're pushed?
Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say Sheena. Maybe Tom Schwartz, but Tom Schwartz just stays
calm.
Calm. All like, you know, he doesn't really like to get into fights.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And me, I don't mind getting into them, but like I said, I've been the manager over there since 2010, so I had to always stay at a certain mm-hmm. level, you know?
And then who would you...
You can't have someone running your business flying off the handle every now and then.
Right, right. And then who would you say is like the opposite?
Who's the opposite? Who gets incensed pretty quickly?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe all of them. let me think. Jax, probably? I don't know.
Okay. And you're not friends at all with Jax anymore, right?
No. No.
Why?
I don't need people talking shit about me behind my back.
Yeah. What did he say?
It was just offhand comments made a while ago. Mm. And I'm good. I don't need someone like, you know, you have a problem, say it to my face. I'm always like, I congratulate my friends when they have success. I don't really care. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm doing my own thing. You know, so if you don't cross me or you don't backstab me or you don't betray me, you got a friend for life.
Right. Yeah, that's you said it. You're very loyal.
I'm very loyal, you know. But as soon as there's a wishy-washy mm-hmm. in there, and I was always warned about that with him. But, you know, I decided.
You're warned about what?
About, you know, him talking shit about me behind my back or whatever. And then a mutual friend told me what, you know, some stuff. And I was like, okay, we're done, mm-hmm. you know. And that was it for me, you know, because I don't need disloyalty. I don't need that. I'm very loyal. And as soon as that happens, as soon as there's betrayal, as soon as there's anything like that, I am out. I am done.
Do you try to talk to the person about it or you're just like dumb when you hear it?
I'm done when I hear it because it's like, you know, there's no going back after that.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of talking about it? And then they go and do the same thing. So it's like someone cheating, you know, a cheater, you know, it's like, oh, they're taken back and he doesn't
right.
or, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know?
So you had been warned about him talking shit about you, or you'd been warned that he is the kind of person who talks shit?
No, he did.
No, but I mean, you said that you had been warned about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, beforehand. some people observed, you know, in our years of being on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, I think one of my brothers said it. He was all like, yeah, you guys, I used to tell you like, hey, don't trust that dude, you know?
Mm.
You know? And then now this, so, you know, I cut people out very quickly.
Is that a flaw, do you think?
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, how do you regard it? Because some people would see it as a strength.
I think it is a strength.
You do?
Okay. Yeah. Because, like, you know, I don't, I'm not going to go back for
right
more. No.
How do you feel when you're, do you have female friends who do go back for more?
Yeah, actually I've had a couple of friends that just like they, you know, I don't know. I
have, like, is that hard to watch?
a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, I give my advice and then that's it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I even have friends that, you know, buddies like do the same thing.
With
relationships, with
yeah.
friendships, you name it. I mean, it's all like, it's all encompassing.
It's so, I find it to be really hard when you're aware that someone's in that pattern. And by the way, I'm sure I've been in that pattern before.
Yeah, I've been in that pattern before too. Yeah. It's just, you know, like you have to recognize it.
Right.
And you got to put your foot down. Otherwise, you know, and I'm too old at this point to put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you turn 40 since okay.
Yeah. Happy birthday. June the 14th. So.
Oh, right. Which is when you are wanting your new venture to launch, right?
Yes.
Tell me about the new venture.
Okay. So Reality Network, everybody. Reality Network. We're going to be launching on Roku. We've accumulated about 160 hours worth of television so far. And we're going to have some originals coming out. There's going to be some... there's going to be different types of reality television shows. And you never know. I might even poach some Bravo people.
Now, is it going to be like commentary about reality shows that we are familiar with? Or are these yes. new reality shows?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Both. Okay, so you're going to do it all. You're going to be a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop for all your reality needs.
Wow.
And so I started this company in July of 2023, right? And I've been just wanting to talk about it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
But I'm very patient, and I'm the type of guy that's going to wait and wait and wait. And then once it's ready to be talked about, I'm going to talk about it.
That's
I'm
smart.
Not, well,
I'm
yeah,
like, I had an idea for $1 million product. Let me tell everyone. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
I never do anything.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to get the trademark done and I had to, because I own the trademark, I had to get the.
That's
know,
hard, right? To get a trademark?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard it's like
yeah.
a laborious process.
Yeah, I had to jump through some hoops. I had to, you know, there's a lot of things. So we had to do that first, get that trademarked. And then start getting the shows and then find the right back end for the tech side, mm-hmm. you know, to talk to Roku, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have like we finally found the servers. And this was the most laborious process out of the whole thing, was finding the right tech company to house all the shows in their servers and then put that on Roku. So now the actual channel is being built.
Why was that so laborious?
Oh man, the turnover in this tech industry is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. Like I'll be talking to someone, I'll be emailing back and forth with somebody, and then the next thing you know, they're no longer with the company.
Yes, I have had this experience with various, like, I love Patreon. I'm on Patreon.
However,
that would happen there with like whoever I'm dealing with there. Then it's like a new person and then
yeah.
yes. So I've noticed it is in these sort of tech startup-y spaces, I guess.
Yeah. But the response has been tremendous. We've had a bunch of people sign up to the website itself. And then once we launch the company, it's going to, you know, get going. But yeah, the response has been awesome. It's been tremendous. It's been spectacular. And I think that a lot of people are going to really appreciate what we have to offer.
And the 160 hours that you have,
yeah.
can you just tell me a little bit about like what kinds of things?
Yeah.
Are?
So we have some house shows, house hunting shows. We have, I'm trying to get like this ghost show right now. I'm looking to syndicate some shows from England, from Australia, from there's a diverse amount of stuff
right.
that I'm going to be putting on here.
That's really cool. And the name yeah. of the channel is Reality Network.
Reality Network. Real life, real drama, real TV, only on the Reality Network.
Oh, that's good. You already recorded that.
Oh yeah, no, it's a. Hold on, I'll get it for you.
Okay.
I'll get it for you. Hold on. There we go. I'll play it into the.
Perfect.
I'll play it in there.
Real life, real drama, real TV. Only on the Reality Network.
You just winked at me. Okay.
See, I have this whole, like, I have everything down to the detail. Yeah. Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
That's perfect. I have a question because I've thought about this a lot. It started back with, like, the Orbit's Gum Lady. Orbit Gum Lady. Why did you choose a British woman to do that?
I don't know.
I have a theory.
Yes.
My theory is that it lends, it sounds more credible.
Well, I'm not going to do it myself. I mean, my PR was telling me like, no, Peter, you should say, I was like, no, I'm the president and the founder. You're not going to have Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys, you know, making announcements. You know what I mean?
I always say that, don't I, Tony?
Oh, I'm sick of hearing it.
So I'm like, no, it's gotta be
a British woman.
It's gotta be not me. You know what I mean?
And then did you cast different people?
I'm the front face of this whole thing.
Right.
And so, I can't, I'll talk about it. I'll do a TED talk one day or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, I have special plans for myself, you know, within the confines of the actual structure of the entire company.
Right. Did you have different people try out for that voiceover? No. Is it someone you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, it could be someone going like, real laugh, real TV,
drama.
No, that wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work.
Okay.
It has to be smooth. And
right. So wait, who is that woman then?
Huh?
Who is that woman? Oh my God, is it LVP?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You never know. We'll get into that later.
What did I just stumble upon?
You stumbled upon an AI.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so then.
Boom.
That means you specifically request it. What were the prompts?
Huh?
What were the prompts?
I didn't actually do it. I had someone else do it.
I'm so curious because you know they're like,
Someone else did it for me. And I had to pick through and I was like, that's the one. Let's go.
Because it sounds credible.
Yes.
Like only an English person can. Wow. I didn't realize that. They're coming for our jobs, the AIs.
No, I mean, like I might re-record it with an actor. We'll see.
Can we hear it again?
Sure. She likes it.
Real life, real drama, real TV. Only on the Reality Network.
Only on the Reality Network. But
you auditioning right now?
No, because I mean, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not going to turn it down if it gets offered, but only on the Reality Network. So good, right? It sounds just like her. Only. Okay. Anyway, all right. What is your personal favorite genre, or as my mom would say, genre, of
genre.
Reality?
Genre.
She's a very smart woman. Just occasionally she puts a D in genre.
I can't say I've ever heard that.
No,
there's not. Okay. So, yes, what is your favorite genre of reality TV?
Favorite genre. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I like more documentary type of shows. So I'm a little bit of a masochist.
Okay.
I will work at Sir, manage the place, and then I go home and watch Hell's Kitchen. So I'll work at a restaurant and watch TV about a restaurant.
That's funny.
That's basically it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you would call it more of a documentary type of show, but competition show. It was one of my goals is to get all the seasons of Hell's Kitchen on Reality Network. That's what I really want. I'm a big fan of Gordon Ramsay. So yeah,
So what I've learned from watching Hell's Kitchen and also Below Deck a bit is like in order for there's such a specific, precise way that restaurants need to run.
Yes. There is.
And there's such a pecking order. Mm-hmm. And like, are you in charge of that, Sir?
I'm in charge basically of the front of the house and making sure everything runs properly. Yeah.
Okay. So how much of an iron fist do you rule with? And do you respect the way Gordon Ramsay does it?
I respect the way Gordon Ramsay does it. But Gordon Ramsay, he's in a different, he's in the back of the house. I'm in the front of the house, mm-hmm. you know? there's a little bit more levity with the front of the house, I would say, mm-hmm. than the back of the house. But then you got to make sure that everything's running properly. You got to make sure that the tablecloths are changed and the glasses are polished, et cetera. You know, you can't just, so there is another level to that, but it's not as like, oh, you know, this chicken's undercooked. It's like, that could kill someone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's a big difference.
Do you guys do family dinner? Is that a thing? This is based on a book I read about a woman who is a hostess at a restaurant. Family dinner in this book is like where all the staff get together and they're served dinner before.
No, we don't do that. So everyone takes individual breaks. I think that that's a real thing with different restaurants, mm-hmm. you know, but here it's we do our own, you know, you take a break and you can have, eat.
Right. Know. And what's your title?
Manager.
Manager.
Okay. Peter Sir Manager, PSM.
Nice. Do you have business cards?
No.
Do you occasionally, so you're not, where do you stand during, like, if someone comes in to eat, you're not behind the host stand, right?
No, sometimes I am. So, I mean, like, if the hostess isn't, if the hosts need help, then I will help.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place because I'm constantly taking pictures all night. That's basically what my job has evolved into.
That's so interesting.
Is counting money at the end of the night and taking pictures with everybody.
Are you the only one there who was on the show? Because no one else is still there,
yeah.
right?
I'm still there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you are like
the last of the emissary. Mohicans.
congratulations on Reality Network.
Thank you. Like I said, the
I can't do accents. It's terrible.
The response has been tremendous.
That's so awesome.
I love it.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great.
Can we go back to some of the drama? Some of the drama from last year.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so when you got the apology mm-hmm. from Rachel Raquel, how did you feel?
It was right away in the morning. And I was like, I felt good. You know?
What time was it? Can you share? I know it's out there, but can you share it with us just for listeners who are know what it is?
Sure. I'm happy she did it. You know, for me personally, because it was my personal thing. Whatever happened between the three of them, that's you know, it really, I mean, like, I guess it has stuff to do with me because they were like covering up their illicit affair and I was one of the people that she went on a date on, blah, blah, blah. But for me personally, it was nice of her to do that, you know? Let's see here. Do I still have it under Rachel or Raquel? There you go.
Which is it under?
It's still under Raquel. Let's see here. It was at 7:16 in the morning on Tuesday, January the 16th.
Is it possible
she was in another? 2:16's in there.
Another time zone?
I don't know.
Okay.
But there were 2:16's in there.
Special. That's
interesting. But yeah. It was right away in the morning. That's what I woke up to.
And what did it say?
Oh, okay. Basically, it said, hey, Peter, I wanted to apologize for calling you a starter pony on Watch What Happens Live. It wasn't cool of me to say that, and I never meant to hurt your feelings. I hope you know you're such a good person to go on a date with post-breakup with James, and I wouldn't have wanted to cry on anyone else's shoulders. You're always someone that I trusted to get back into the dating world. And that's why I meant by starter pony. I hope you're doing well, and I hope work is good.
And what did you say?
So I said, thank you, Rachel, for acknowledging that. I accept your apology. I'm doing exceptional this dry January. Focus on health and wealth. Hope you're healthy and happy as well. And she said, love to hear it.
Great. So would you say you're on good terms with her now?
I guess so. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, everyone else seems to have moved on, you know? Well, that's not true.
Yeah, explain.
Well, now everyone's getting sued. Everyone's suing each other. There's a whole amalgamation of just lawsuits going on here, there, everywhere. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know all of the details for any of this stuff. So I'm just kind of, okay, well, I'm just over here doing my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to sue someone. Get in on that. It's a sue for all. A free for all.
A sue for all. Sue for all. No, I'm good.
Right. So Rachel is suing Tom and Ariana, right? For
revenge porn.
Because she's saying she didn't consent to the recording of the FaceTime video, I believe.
So what is the story behind that? So Tom recorded Rachel
having phone sex,
but it was FaceTime.
Yeah.
And so what happened? Did they did he put it out there?
That's
really weird.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I am guessing. I don't believe it was put out there. I think that he then, you know, Ariana found it, mm-hmm. or somehow Ariana had it, and I don't know if she showed it to anyone. Could you look up Rachel Levis, Levis lawsuit?
This over here.
And then what other lawsuits are there? Well, I know there's the Andy Cohen lawsuit.
There's the isn't Tom suing Ariana for the house or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know that he doesn't want to sell. I didn't know he's suing her, though.
Yeah, I heard something there. Is that a thing?
I'm trying to find it. there's a lot of words here.
There's
a lot of lead up, not really getting to the point.
Okay, got it. So yeah, so I don't know. I think that there's a lot of lawsuits going on, and
right.
Yeah, it's one big just clusterfuck.
So it sounds like they're not getting over it.
Yeah, I misspoke. Let's just put it that way. I misspoke.
Right. So I have a question. I know you're not watching. You normally don't watch at all, right?
No.
So I don't know if I'm totally caught up. I think I am. But a current storyline is that Ariana doesn't want to be friends. If someone's going to be friends with Sandoval, then Ariana wants nothing to do with them. And Sheena is really grieving her friendship with Sandoval because he had been really close to her. And did you know that he had PayPal'd her during the pandemic when things were really rough for her? I guess she says she woke up to a sizable thousands of dollars PayPal from Sandoval.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. I did not know that.
I think she said, during the pandemic. And wow. So she...
Always a silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, she presents it like he was there for her, her personally. And she's really angry at him that he did this. And she's ride or die for Ariana, but she's having a tough time with it. Did you know of her and Sandoval to be close?
Yeah. Yeah, they were close. But I didn't know that that's pretty cool. Wow. I had no idea that happened during 2020.
I think that's when she's, I think so. Wow. I could have the details of that wrong, but I know that, yeah. It seems like, do you think they're all fairly sad? Are you sad about losing Sandoval as a friend? Was he a good friend before all this?
Yeah, actually. But you know what? I mean, we are defined by the decisions we make, you know? So whatever decision, you know, everything comes down to decisions. So if one decision affects somebody, it's going to affect someone else.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's, time moves on, I suppose.
If there hadn't been if it hadn't been so public, well, you were personally involved in it because if there hadn't been this huge public falling, you know, this whole drama around it, Scandoval, and instead it was just you found out that this happened, would you still have stopped being friends with him?
Yeah.
Do you think the rest of them would?
Probably. Yeah. You're talking about a 9-year relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not oh, we were just dating for a minute and then, you know, moved on.
Right.
You know, so.
So why is Sheena the only one you still talk to?
That's a good question. I don't know. Tom Schwartz, I already, you know, he and I had a conversation in the summer, and, you know, he was all like, Peter, you've changed. I was like, I know I've changed.
How did he mean it?
I'm more direct now, you know, I'm things change. When you go through stuff, it affects you in either positive or negative way. And as I've gotten older, I don't tolerate bullshit, you know? So yeah, the only person I still talk to is Sheena. That's it. Everyone else, like, I don't know. I just haven't kept up with, I suppose.
Do you miss any of them?
I mean, I do miss the camaraderie we had for years, a decade, mm-hmm. you know, but like I said, time moves on. So, you know, you have to figure out what your next endeavor is.
And, right.
Yeah.
But like, if you were to become friends with any of them again, is there one that you'd be most likely to?
Probably Schwartz. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he texts me randomly sometimes. I text him randomly sometimes. So, yeah, probably Schwartz.
Did you find anything?
So suing castmates Tom and Ariana, seeking damages and relief for eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and infliction of emotional distress.
Does it give any details on the revenge porn situation?
It says Sandoval recorded and... I don't know, distributed explicit videos of her tied to the cheating scandal known as Scandoval, which led to an explosion of viewers. Yeah, so that's really
so awesome. I think disseminated, though, I think it was just among the friends.
Distributed it?
Yeah, disseminated. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was just to Ariana, really, right? Because I don't think it didn't ever, like, leak.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. That's still like you gotta. Oh, okay. He recorded someone without their permission. That's not good.
Yeah. I don't know if that's being contested or not. Like, I don't know if he's saying that he did have her permission. I don't know. I have no idea.
No, it says in the lawsuit, it says recorded sexually explicit videos of her without her knowledge or consent. Were then distributed, disseminated, and discussed publicly by a scorned woman seeking vengeance.
Wait a minute. Who said it was by a scorned woman seeking vengeance?
It literally says... this is all in quotes, and then it's the lawsuit states.
Oh,
the lawsuit states that.
Wait a minute. The lawsuit states it was. Oh, that Ariana was the scorned woman seeking vengeance. Yes, that makes sense. I thought maybe they're saying the lawsuit is being brought by a scorned woman seeking vengeance.
I don't think so.
No, I think it would be Ariana. Do you think the apology might have been? I'm speculating. Out of my butt. I don't know. It's where my speculations come from. Do you think it could have been like one of the 12 steps?
I don't know. That's something that I don't even want to speculate on because, you know, that's someone's, you know, private life and whatever they're going through. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with her. So I can't even comment on that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, like, I'm glad she's doing better, you know, and I'm glad that she's figuring herself out.
Yeah.
You know.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
You are not on this season.
No.
And tell me why.
So Bravo told me that they didn't have any money for me in the budget. So I said, well, I can't be on this season. I've been getting paid on the show since the inception. Mm-hmm. So when they said that they didn't have any money, but they wanted me to come back, I was like, well, I'm not.
Is that how they presented it?
Something like that. Yeah. I can't remember exactly how it was,
right.
but it was, you know, didn't have any money in the budget for me. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not coming back. That's it. You know? So I'm moving on to my own thing. I was in an interesting place at that point in time in my life because I was like, well, what am I doing next? You know what I mean? This was April, May of 2023. It was I'm not going to say a dark place, but it was like figuring myself out at that point in time. And, you know, I went through some stuff and, you know, I, it wasn't fun. And looking back on it, it's a little, fuck. But yeah, I came out of it. I figured myself out. I got a movie role that was supposed to be shot in September, I had everything. I had the script. I had my itinerary. It was going to be shot in South Carolina, and then strikes happened.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, what am I, you know? So I still was going through this phase during the spring, summer, early summer of 2023, trying to figure it out, because I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't in a good place. I was, it wasn't a fun time.
Is that because of what was happening with the movie role, or was that after?
It was an accumulation of everything that was going on with me at that time.
What else was going on?
Oh, no, just, trying to figure myself out. And you're talking about something that I've been on and been doing for 10 years.
Right.
This all of a sudden, poof.
Oh,
And then gained a movie role, and it's like, no, poof, gone. So
when did the Bravo thing, when did Vanderpump poof?
It's like May, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what started you sort of figuring, having a rough time? That,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. That was the precipitating factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you sound like accepting of it when you talk about it now, but I would imagine that'd be like hugely insulting.
It was like thinking about it, it's like, I was in a dark place. I was in a very dark place at that point in time. And then it was one night. It was one night in July. So I had some friends out. It was my business, who's the guy who's my business partner now, Alex, and their friend Gavin, and then Frank Capello. Frank, he was the writer of an acquaintance of mine. He's the writer of Constantine with Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
So we all went out. it was a night in July. And of course, the philosophical questions start coming up. It's like, Peter, do you believe in the Matrix? And I was all like, no, I don't believe in the Matrix because I'm cognizant. And then I turned to Alex and I'm like, can you help me get something greenlit? Because you've lived and built networks and lived in this environment. And then he was all like, yeah, let's talk about it. And then the next question was, Peter, do you believe in Bigfoot? And I was like, absolutely not. I don't believe in Sasquatch at all. So then Alex comes back and he's all like, I'll tell you what, I will help you get two shows greenlit, but you're going to have to do a TV show about Bigfoot. I was all like, fuck it, let's go, right? So then the next day, we go to the La Piazza over there in at the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings his kids, because he was taking care of the kids, because his wife, she was doing something. So he was taking care of the kids, and we had lunch, and he was all like, Peter, why don't we just build our own network? I was like, that's a good idea. He's like, oh, I already got the name for it, Reality Network. We're going to start, we'll get on the trademark on for it. And I was like, all right, let's go, And that's where everything kind of just changed for me at that very moment. It's like, okay, I'm going to make sure that my last 20 years, going on 20 years now, but at that point in time, it would have been 18 years in this city, are not in vain. So yeah. I'm going to work my ass off just to get this thing going and get it on Roku, whatever we need to do, So it was a very, very enlightening moment. It was a very it was life changing in a sense. And it kind of uplifted me.
And what has Alex done before?
Oh, he worked in he helped build a couple of networks. He worked for 20th Century Fox.
Mm.
His resume is extensive. Yeah.
Did you talk to Lisa
about
when you were told that they don't have room for you in the budget?
I didn't.
Were you tempted to?
She's my boss. So at the restaurant, so I'm not going to bother her with that.
Right.
It's more of a Bravo thing than anything.
Got it. How involved is she in the decision making?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was that hard for you to show up at work that day?
Yeah. When they started filming, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty hard. It wasn't something that I, it's something I remember, but it's not something I, yeah. I didn't, I wasn't in the best of moods.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Right. Mm. Did any part of you consider still doing the show?
No. I mean, once you, when you're getting paid from season one on, or even before that, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm like, all right.
Do you make residuals?
No.
No. Okay. So they just like, just shut it off. Those motherfuckers. Did they give you any reason?
No. Not that I remember. I don't remember really the conversation. I just remember certain parts of the conversation and that's it, you know.
And had you
It's almost been, a whole year ago.
Had you been expecting, like the way, because it had been so many seasons.
I'd been expecting, yeah, okay.
Do they give you a contract or like however?
Well, yeah, no, I was expecting like the phone call when it came in. I was expecting, oh, okay, Peter, we're going to start on this date and let's rock and roll. I was like, cool, right. Awesome. No.
Do you think it has to do with you having like pulled away from these people? Like had, you know, if you were like, you know, in the mix more.
I mean, I guess so, but I mean, I was somewhat in the mix, you know what I mean? And I had a lot to say about everything that had transpired.
Right.
You know, and yeah, I was, you know, I was like, ooh, I'm going to really just go at people.
Yeah.
But. Didn't happen.
So. Wow. Now we get a whole network.
Yeah.
okay. Let me see here. I think. Okay. I just want to play a little bit of a game. I'm going to say a Vanderpump Rules person. Mm-hmm. Say just either the first word that comes to your mind or describe them in one or two words. Okay. All right. Kristen.
Crazy.
James.
DJ.
Schwartz.
Easy going.
Sandoval.
Uptight.
Interesting. Jax.
What? Okay, hold on. There's a few words that I would say, but I'm not gonna. I'm yeah.
We can do a few words.
There's obvious words like.
Nose job.
Nose job, yeah. Or sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stassi.
Stassi. Queen bee.
Is that how she functioned in the group? Was yeah. she the queen bee? She yeah. was. And she was mm-hmm. the youngest, too.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't my queen, but, you know.
Right. Raquel.
Raquel. Rachel. Oh, green.
Sheena.
Awesome friend.
Ariana.
Ariana. Dancer.
Katie.
Katie. I don't know that one. An anomaly, I suppose.
Oh, how so?
I don't know, because I don't know her.
Okay. Oh, you don't? Okay. Lisa Vanderpump.
Amazing.
Ken.
Awesome.
Andy Cohen.
Don't know him, so I don't know.
Who have I missed? What character? Joe. Do you know Joe?
Joe.
Schwartz's... I don't know if it's Schwartz's girlfriend or...
I don't know.
Moved in with Schwartz. Okay. Who am I missing? There's another person. Well, no, but I'm not missing anyone, am I? Can you think of anyone that I left out?
No.
Okay,
I think
great.
That's everybody.
I think Peter Madrigal.
Loyal.
All right. Let's take some questions that listeners sent in on Patreon.
When we they send them in, they're wondering how you have been. So thanks so much for answering these questions from our fans.
I thought of one person I left out. Brittany.
Brittany. Southern.
Southern. Okay. Offie Blackshear says, to be frank, I'm only familiar with the show via Allison Rosen's new best friend, but it remains true that you're a person who's experienced more public scrutiny than most ever will. Have you developed any discerning coping skills to healthily filter what is useful feedback / scrutiny that might be broadly applicable? Is it possible to reckon with so much feedback in a healthy way?
Scrutiny.
Yeah. So like, I think, like, let me read that part again. Have you developed any discerning coping skills to filter what's useful feedback or scrutiny that might be broadly applicable?
I mean, I don't, like, in what sense? Like, people are, like, criticizing me, or?
I mean, I think, like, everyone on the show, you know. Oh.
You know,
like, how do you, like, do you take it in? Do you avoid all the chatter?
I avoid a lot.
Okay.
At this point. I mean, like, it wasn't the same, you know, years ago, I was always constantly like, oh, what are people? Now I'm just kind of like, I'm just doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, you know, you can't just concentrate on just like, oh, you know, criticism or, you know, what other people think. He says you have to live your own life. Otherwise you're good. That's the entire life.
It's just chasing.
Yeah.
That's how, so, that's what I've found.
Yeah. I'm just doing me now.
Right.
And I think it's part of the process of growing up.
How did it affect you to be reading a lot of the conversation at the beginning?
Well, I found that it took over a lot of my life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I kept on reading more and reading more. And it's like, what do you mean? Like, you know, and then I started like
getting upset.
Overanalyzing everything. Yeah, exactly. And now I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know. I always wonder what that must be like for them. Because, you know, like someone like Sheena, where no matter what, she's going to have people who are very pro Sheena, and she's going to have people who are very anti-Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, because they're characters on a show, but it does seem to affect them all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it affects. I can only talk from my perspective.
Right.
Yeah. And that, like I said, it's just growing up. It's just getting older.
Yeah. So his question of, is it possible to reckon with so much feedback in a healthy way? Sounds like the answer is just to not engage.
I mean,
with
if it. It's coming from someone who I know, then that's a different story, I guess.
Right, right. Sarah Miller, whatever other Bravo shows do you watch?
None.
Do you have any tea to spill on the Jax and Brittany breakup?
No, I don't. I'm just the same as everybody else. I don't know what is happening there. I mean, it could be a publicity stunt. It could be that they're actually breaking up. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ask you about Allie Luber, James' new girlfriend.
I don't know her.
Okay. Here's a mystery. Here's for people who are into true crime. Not really.
Ooh, uh-huh.
Sarah says, on the season 9 cast photo, there's a picture of a man in a turquoise jacket and a white and yellow shirt sitting in front of you. We never see him in the show, and it's always made me curious. Who is this man? Can you look up the season? Oh, are we going to be able to spin your computer around, though?
Not really, no.
So it's the season 9 cast photo.
I'll try on my phone.
Okay.
Season 9 cast photo. That's such a long time ago. I don't even remember.
Yeah, okay.
A man with a turquoise
jacket and a white and yellowish shirt sitting in front of you.
What? Huh. I don't know. That was hardly on season 9.
Which one was season 9?
I don't know. I don't know if that season really, if it really had an impact.
Right.
Like season 10 did. And season 8 was good. Season 9 was just kind of, I don't know. Like nobody remembers season 9.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Season 9 might have been. Was that the, like, Dana, Max?
No, that was season 8.
Where it was all these new people.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was season 8. Season 9, I don't remember it. I know, someone said, ooh, there's a Peter spotted. You know what I mean? I went to a part. I think I went to a party.
Sure.
During season 9. I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
hardly filmed. Yeah, it was a weird...
Do you know Charlie? Does she still work at Sir or wherever she worked?
She was working at Sir, but I don't know. I don't know where she's at now.
Okay.
Is she on this season?
No.
No.
Caprice Helm, do you think the cast... So she said, do you think the cast will turn in Ariana as if she's been running from the law? But I think she means, do you think the cast will turn on Ariana?
In what way? Well, like, just stop being with her because she's successful?
I don't exactly know how she means it, but I know that it does seem like there's this... Oh my God, I forgot to ask about Lala.
Lala! Mama, I don't know. She's gonna be a mom again.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Were you ever close with her?
You know what's hilarious is that during season 10, when we were going to the the Schwartz and Sandy's party, I sat down with her because she and I were the first ones there. You know, we were getting mic'd up or whatever. And then we started having, I can't even remember what the conversation was about. And I turned to her and I was like, you know, Lala, this is the first time you and I have actually had a conversation. She's like, nah, Peter, that's not true. We have. I was like, no. This is the first time we've actually had a conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
There seems to be a little bit of pushback happening on this season, like we can't be crucifying Sandoval forever, you know, like she needs to get past it a little bit. Maybe because she is being so successful. I don't know.
I like, here's the thing, I'm not even in that world anymore, so
right. Mark says he is the most beautiful.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
And then Isaac S., what does he think of the current lawsuits against Andy Cohen? Do you know about them?
I've heard about them. I don't know, I don't know what
I don't,
like, what's true, what's not.
Right.
It'll all be revealed in the court of law, or, they'll go to arbitration. I'm not entirely sure what's going on with that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know the details. I just, like, the thing that screams from the headlines is, like, lawsuit alleging that he, does coke with some housewives. And I'm like, well, where's the lawsuit part of that? But I guess it was that it's, like, a toxic environment and discrimination or something. I don't know. I don't know the housewife that is bringing the suit.
I don't know either. Yeah. I'm kind of just staying away. I'm so, like, involved with my own stuff at this point that I'm just...
Right.
You know?
Did we find the cast photo?
I couldn't find anything. It sounded like what they're talking about.
Oh, no. Season 9 cast photo, man with a turquoise jacket and white and yellowish shirt.
Season 9. Let's see here.
I mean, I may as well.
Season 9. Vanderpump Rules. I found it.
All right. Who is this man?
That's Charlie's boyfriend, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's standing right next to her.
Can I see?
Yeah.
It's weird that he would be in the cast photo. Okay, I gotta put this down.
I mean, I had a...
Yes, I don't know who that is.
You had a glimpse of me on there on that season. It was like passing through, I guess. Someone literally tweeted out a picture. Found Peter.
Yeah, and then who are these people on the edge, like behind Brock?
That's Guillermo and Natalie.
Oh yes. Oh, I didn't ask about Brock either.
Awesome guy.
All right. Let's do Podcast Pals product picks.
Podcast Pals product picks.
Any favorite products?
Favorite products?
Or right things now? You've been into lately, yeah. Really can be anything.
Mm-hmm. I've been into my company. products. Like what have I been? I've been really obsessed, I guess, with like what are they called?
Red light.
Gels.
What ones?
There's this tobacco one that I really like that I use. There's another one called Awood. I also use a Versace one. There's different ones, and then I also like to use a bunch of different types of facial cleansers.
Ooh,
yeah.
What's a favorite?
A mud mask. I have one from L'Oreal. I also have one from Black Wolf, I think it's called. But yeah, I'm like, weirdly obsessed with all that type of stuff.
I have really...
That's why everyone like says, oh, Peter, you haven't changed. You haven't aged. I'm all like, because I have a routine.
Yes, you know? You've got a skincare routine.
I got a skincare routine. I go to the gym 2 hours a day. I'm always posting sweaty mess.
Yes.
every day, you know, no days off. So today I ran almost 6 miles, you know. And I use that there's a curved treadmill, but it runs off of you. So
that's neat.
It's it's one of the toughest,
right?
One of the toughest cardio, one of the toughest cardios in the gym. One of the toughest machines to use.
I've never seen that. Are they newish?
No, they've been around for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it was really, really weird. One day I was like, all right, I need to get my miles in. But all the treadmills were taken. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to power through on this thing because I've done it before. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is better than all that stuff. Well, I'm going to be running on this every day now, you know? This is the first time trying it. You know, you get through a mile and it's like, whew. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to do a half a mile and another half. Now I'm like, 4 miles, crank them out. Let's go. You know what I mean?
What time of day do you usually go?
Morning. You know, I have my cup of coffee and then I'm off to the races.
So you go before you eat?
Yeah.
And do you eat a special diet, like special, like
I eat a lot. I'm a carnivore, so I eat a lot of meat. I'm on a carnivore diet, so I eat a lot of meat, a lot of fruits.
Favorite fruit?
Oh, probably banana, because I need the potassium. Because like yesterday, for instance, everything started tightening up.
Mm.
Everything started tightening up. I was like, oh, I need water, potassium, and magnesium right now, stat.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was like. Yeah, I couldn't move my arms. You know
what
geez.
I mean?
Yeah. Muscle spasms.
Do you ever run in real life?
Yeah, I run to the gym. My gym is a mile and a quarter away from me. So I run there, I do a bunch of miles there, and then I run back. Yeah.
This healthy glow that you have, is this natural? Do you augment it at all?
Oh, it's natural and augmented.
Augmented with what?
I tried another serum that I got from Trader Joe's, actually. I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting. So I used that on my face today before I started my journey, my afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a tanning serum?
No, it's a serum.
Oh, okay. No, I sorry. That was
I think the augmented glow comes from me just being in a happy place.
No,
what, in an awesome place.
I meant... Do you use any like self tan or anything?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. No. So this is your natural hue.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
As someone who's like table.
My mom's Scott Irish. My dad's Hispanic. So I'm the only one that came out of all my brothers and my sister. I'm the only one that came out like this.
Oh, what are they like?
Well, my sister's pale. So she needs a lot of color to get that color. she needs a lot of sun to get that color. But yeah, everyone else in my family, I'm the only one that came out with this.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Are they dark haired or no?
My brother Jude is dark haired, but everyone else has a lighter, like brunette, hair.
Got
like
it.
Like a brown.
This tobacco shower gel you mentioned, what brand is that?
I got it off of Amazon, actually. It's, let me see if I can look.
Okay. Yeah. Send us the link. We'll link it.
Sounds good. I really like their stuff, you know. Let me see. Here. I'll look at my old orders.
Amazing. You might find other product picks in your old orders.
Yeah, here we go. Noble Oud is the latest one I got, but it also comes in
Oud is what? OUD?
Yeah, I think that's the way you pronounce it. OUD. Yeah. But yeah, it's this company. Man-made wash.
Man-made wash?
Yeah, I think it's a company out of Texas.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it looks like whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it. I was like, oh, that's my shit right there. That's my shiznay. Sweet tobacco is...
Did you say that's your shiznay?
Shiznay.
Because I enjoy that a lot.
Well, yeah, 1821 man-made tobacco. Man-made wash. And then, yeah, I like the tobacco and I like the Noble Oud.
I think we might need to make a That's My Shiznay drop. Could you say it again, please?
That's my shiznay.
That's so good. Do you do now? I remember you said you had a guy who like hooked you up with. Did you like did you draw your own blood and then make a lotion out of it?
I made a serum.
That's what I mean.
So yeah, this company, like they took some of my blood and then they made it into a serum for my face.
Are you still using that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get treatments and things like that? Like the you know, do you go to med spas and do you do any of that stuff?
No, I just everything.
No lasering.
No
injections.
I don't need anything. I just kind of. But it's all premeditated too.
What does that mean?
I have to make sure I shave and you know, everything has to be coordinated.
Right. Yes. When did this facial hair look settle? Like, when did you settle on that?
I mean, I've had facial hair since season one. I mean, I've shaved it off here and there, but yeah, I'm just kind of, it works for me. So just like the long hair, I'm never going to cut it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've tried it before. It didn't work. It's not Peter. So
who is it?
It's someone else. It's that other Peter.
It's that other guy. Right. Maybe that's the other Peter from when on Bravo and Blaze, she's like, Schwartz and Sandy, it should be Peter and Peter. And then you said, who would the other Peter
Who's
be?
The other? Okay. It'd so it's the short hair and the long. I can't be in two places at once. I'm going to have to be cloned then.
Yes, exactly. Or you'll have to purchase a wig. Okay. Excellent. Let's do Just Me or Everyone.
Sometimes I ponder on something I have thought or done. Is it just me or everyone?
All right, now we have a few calls. We have people who have left us voicemails, and then we'll say whether we also do these things.
Mm-hmm. Is it just me or everyone that I go into public restrooms? Ones that are, you know, for both women and men, I take a dump in them shits, you know what I mean? Because that's kind of the point of those two. But anyways, if I go in those and I pee in them or I take a dump, whatever, I wipe off the seat, I clean that shit up, but I leave the seat up. Just in case the next motherfucker that comes in there would just pee in the water. Because if the seat is down, and if that fucker is a horrible, dastardly bastard, he may just pee on the seat. So I lift that shit up. So the next person that comes in won't dirty that seat. Anyways. Yeah, does everybody do that? I hope they do. Peace.
All right. That was a Crowl and fat, foul and crass and foul
message. It's an understatement.
However, what he's talking about is actually genteel and kind, really. If I can rephrase, what he's saying is when he goes into a co-ed bathroom, he lifts the seat. He puts the seat up on his way out so that the next person who comes in, if it's a dude, doesn't pee on the seat. Does everyone do that? Sounds like no.
That's not even what I thought.
Did you get that that's what he was saying?
I guess so. I mean, explain it to me now. Like, wow.
Did you get, is that, that's
yeah,
what
that's
saying,
how
right?
I took it. Yeah.
There's just a lot of discussion of dumps.
There's a lot of extra information.
Yeah.
In there.
There's a lot of extra information in that. Yeah, that's okay. I never really thought about it. I've always put the seat down.
Right, because that seems to be the polite thing to do
exactly.
For ladies. Yes. But he's taking it one step further and he's saying, ladies, I don't want you to have to sit in some dude's piss. I'm going to put the seat up.
Well, I'm the type of guy that's going to lift and then
right
down.
Right.
Because I guess I'm just classy like that.
Yes. Tony?
Same.
You put it down?
Yeah. Yeah, I will lift it up to go and then put it back down.
In your house, do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever make a mistake? Like, do you ever forget?
I'm sure I have, but yeah. I can't recall.
When I go into a bathroom and the seat is up, and this is a visual, I go like, like I like touch it the minimum amount of touching and then I like fling it and then I flinch because I know it's going to make a loud shattering sound.
Yeah.
I do not want to like hang on to that seat longer than I need. And then I sit on it. So I guess what am I really doing?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I don't know. It's like the underside that belongs to men.
Yeah. Well, you don't want that on your hands.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Do we have another one?
Yes, there is one more.
You know, it's called toilet paper, right?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I will use that. Other times I just wipe with my hand.
Hi, Allison. This is Jennifer from the Bay Area. Huge fan. So my just me or everyone is the iPhone. It has corrected our spelling for so long that now when you go into an app like maybe Google or specifically iTunes, it doesn't recognize my poor spelling. Being the kid of the 80s, at least I had the English classes and, you know, vocabulary classes to allow for me to correct my own spelling. But I have a feeling kids these days are not going to have that luxury because they're being corrected all the time. Huge fan. Again, Jennifer from the Bay Area. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jennifer, for having the guts to leave your name unlike the bathroom caller. If you would like to call in with your just mirror, everyone, 323-553-2331. Okay. Well, so she's saying a couple different things. She's saying that when she goes into Google or I forget the other place, like it doesn't recognize her spelling. But then she's saying that kids are corrected all the time. What I think she was saying is, do we also worry that kids aren't going to learn spelling because of autocorrect?
Yeah, but you have to spell it a certain way to get you there to, right. For it to autocorrect.
Right, right. So I would say, no, I guess I haven't really worried about that.
Yeah, me
neither.
Maybe
I should.
I'm not really worried about it because, you know, I usually just talk into the phone.
Do you? My yeah. son does that too.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I know. I get frustrated as well. Yeah. So you press the little microphone and then talk yep. into it. Mm-hmm. You don't have SIRI send them for you. You just do the like dictate. You just, because you know, you can say like, hey.
I dictate, yeah.
But you can say, hey, SIRI, I'm trying not to turn on anyway.
I understand.
You know, send a text to so-and-so. Do you do that or do you?
Yeah, when I'm in the car, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm like in the middle of a conversation with someone, I'm usually just like, okay, sounds good.
Right.
You know, send it.
What do you do, Tony? Do you do any of the talking into your phone?
Every now and then I might do the SIRI while I'm driving.
SIRI.
But that's about it. I type otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I've just started talking into it. It does make it easier.
Yeah. It just feels weird to me.
It does. Yeah. Here's just full disclosure. I cannot figure out because sometimes I'll press the microphone and then it spins. And then like, do you have to hold the microphone down?
No.
Do you just press it once?
Just press it once.
I have not had that much luck with that.
Oh.
I mean, I just need to. It just seems finicky.
It can be.
Peter Madrigal.
Yes.
It's Madrigal, not Madrigal, right?
Madrigal, Madrigal, Magical, Madrigal.
Which one do you say?
Madrigal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you'd say it? Like if I said, what's your name? You'd say Peter Madrigal. Madrigal.
Peter Madrigal.
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Then I guess I'm wrong by saying
no,
Peter
no,
Madrigal.
You're right. Madrigal. It's fine.
No.
Yes.
You deserve to have your name pronounced the way you
okay,
pronounce it.
Okay. All right.
Peter Madrigal.
Madrigal.
It was
Yo
so
soy
nice.
Madrigal.
Yo soy Allison. Tony? Soy?
Yo soy Tony.
To RS2. Do you speak Spanish?
Cuando necesito hablar, sí. When I need to, I will.
Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. I got the C part.
Cuando necesito puedo hablar, sí.
See, that I understood because that's the pace of my Spanish that I learned in school.
There we go.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
This
thank you for having me.
Absolutely delightful.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for answering all the questions.
Of course.
Filling everyone in. I would like to remind everyone that I am on Patreon, patreon.com/AllisonRosen.
Patreon.
Please go there. Bonus stuff, behind the scenes stuff. You know, normally in a normal show, by now, I would have wedged in so many ads. I would have been segueing to this and segueing to that. And like, oh, speaking of tobacco shower gels, let me also tell you, you know, stuff like that. However, the ads are a little thin right now. So I am relying on people's direct support via Patreon. And then also I have a Substack, AllisonRosen.substack.com. So if you're listening, if you enjoy what you're hearing, or if you don't, you know, and you want to throw in a few dollars, no pressure. but it helps the show so much. Thank you for all your support. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Where can we find you?
So my Instagram is Peter_Madrigal. Peter_Madrigal. Peter_Madrigal is my Instagram. And then you can also check out realitynetwork.tv. That is in phase two of the website. So yeah, if you want to sign up and we're going to start sending out newsletters for everybody, letting them know when the launch is going to happen, when we're going to go live, etc. So yeah, go sign up, register over there at realitynetwork.tv. My Twitter X handle is LLPJMadrigal. So you can go, I don't really tweet as much as I used to.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just kind of, then you know, it comes, like I said, comes with age. You know, I'll post stories on Instagram and that's pretty much it. You know,
right.
Like you can find me there. That's where I'm, that's my home.
I would also like to ask people, follow me on TikTok. I'm getting a little bit active over there. It's the Allison Rosen over there. And of course, YouTube. Where you can be viewing this, youtube.com/AllisonRosen. Subscribe. Tony, what about you?
I'll just say that I'll be back on tour this spring with Motion City Soundtrack in May and June.
You're not sure.
Partial of those months.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you. Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Allison Rosen Show?